Uncle Tanner. What did I say about that term, Meg? Moira snapped. You're the two geniuses who named them Dougal and Duncan, not me. This is my hill, and I'll be dying on it. The door opened, and Duncan, one half of the 17-year-old twins, stuck his head in. You awake, Da? Single D, Megan whispered from the floor. Megan! Moira barked. Shut your hole, Meg, said Duncan. Da, Uncle Tanner needs you on deck. He said he wants you to look at something and that they may have a situation. He also said to get your ass up. Moira snapped again. Language, Duncan! I swear to Christ, I don't care if the world's at war. You kids will keep your tongues clean, or I'll take him out. Tell your uncle I'm on the way, Tavis said, then to his ladies. You two, cease fire. As Duncan shut the door, Tavis swung his legs off the edge of the cot. He pulled on pants and a heavy jacket over his white t-shirt, then added his Merrill hiking boots and a tiger-striped camo bucket hat before grabbing the L1A1 rifle that was propped in the corner. He'd gotten the rifle from Alfie before they'd left Scotland. The weapons were illegal in Great Britain, but the old man and his partner in crime, Owen, had had several weapons of this sort stashed away. Being lawbreakers didn't seem to bother the old fools. Tavis left the tiny room and navigated the narrow passageway. Their quarters were in the forecastle, in the bow of the Shark with the crew quarters. His brother had better quarters, just below the bridge in the squat superstructure aft, but it was his boat after all. As Tavis emerged onto the deck, his breath curled in the cold January air. The morning sun hit his eyes, and he cursed at his forgotten sunglasses. The Shark was a rear-loading, roll-on, roll-off vehicle carrier, smallish by today's standards and Soviet-built in the 1980s. Tanner had acquired her a decade ago and had done a full refit. She had a nice symmetry to her, a wide beam or width, with the vehicles loaded aft and driven under the high superstructure where the bridge was onto the vehicle deck. There were currently three British Warrior infantry fighting vehicles on the deck, arranged for maximum stability, one under the superstructure and one on either side in front of the superstructure, leaving a large empty area that could easily fit several more. All were fueled and ready to go, though they had no ammunition for their 30mm cannons. Tanner and his twins were standing in the open area between the two vehicles. As Tavis joined them, his brother handed him a steaming cup of black coffee. About time you were up. I'd have more reason if you had creamer for this mud you drink. Tavis sipped the black liquid. It was bitter, but he knew the caffeine would help. He'd been drinking this mud his whole military career. It was standard on deployment, including the several times he was on a submarine for coastal operations in the Gulf or the Med. Soft is what you've become, Tanner blew cigar smoke at Tavis, but it drifted away on the cold breeze. Aye, you're not wrong. Now, why am I up? Sit rep. What's all this now? Tavis gestured to his twins. Dougal had what looked like controls for a drone in his hands, and they were both focused on an iPad that Duncan held. I thought I'd teach the lads here to fly my drone. Got it to help with various situations in dicey parts of the world. Not much use now, but figured the lads would have some fun with it all the same. High-resolution camera on it and other capabilities. You woke me up for this, Tavis said. Not precisely, no. There's something in the water I want you to check out with your own eyes. See if we agree. We're in pretty calm seas, which is odd for this time of year, but we are in the Bermuda Triangle, so stranger things, I suppose. The water's pretty clear. Dougal has the drone with his camera directly above us, about 200 feet at altitude. We've got company, Da. At least that's what we think, Duncan said, his voice filled with excitement. Really? Let me look. Tavis took the iPad from his son and sat on the deck so he could put his mug of mud down. Here, put this over you to shield the glare of the morning sun. Duncan draped his jacket over Tavis and the iPad. That was better. What does that look like to you just to starboard? Tanner asked. I cannot really make it out, but I guess there does seem to be a shadow or something there, Tavis replied.